I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And this November in Montgomery County, Maryland, not only will you be voting for president and for congressman and other state offices, you're also going to be voting on a ballot measure that would restrict the terms for Montgomery County supervisors. Joining us right now is one of those supervisors, one who has actually been elected to his fourth term that he is just in the midst of beginning. His name is George Leventhal, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us, council member.
Good morning, guys.
So you and your colleagues are all opposed to this. In fact, you've all sort of dipped into your campaign chests and contributed, it seems, this week to the anti-term limit measure. What's the problem with it? Why? I mean, obviously, you support the term limits on the governor of Maryland, right, and on the president of the United States.
So Robin Ficker is a perennial loser. He has run for
wait,
under the sun.
Hold on. Now, why? I didn't ask you.
There is no limit on the number of times he can lose.
Mr. Leventhal, I didn't ask you about Robin Ficker. I asked you. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, we always have a good relationship here. I'm asking you about the basis of the proposition itself about term limits.
Well,
and you suddenly go into a personal attack against a politician in the state of Maryland. I don't understand that.
Right. You asked me the reason why other council members were opposed to this, and it is absolutely the case that if this measure passes, it will elevate the credibility of Robin Ficker. He is a nihilist. He wants to tear everything down.
Wow. So the reason you're against it is because you don't like Robin Ficker?
Well, that's a primary reason, I would say. Sure, yeah. If you know, you guys.
So it's personal. It has nothing to do with the actual merit of the matter.
This is fascinating. Set Mr. Ficker aside, if possible, because thousands of Montgomery County residents all signed petitions to get this on the ballot. So Robin Ficker couldn't do it all by himself. So are you against all of those Montgomery County residents who also wanted to have this up for a vote?
So do me a favor and let me complete my sentence.
All right.
Okay. So there is no limit on the number of times Robin Ficker can lose, but he wants to limit the number of times that successful and popular elected officials can win. That's a logical disconnect. Voters have the ability to end the tenure of any elected official simply by defeating them in elections. And in Montgomery County, we have had competitive elections every 4 years for the offices of executive and county council, which are the offices which this measure would limit. We've had an executive defeated by a challenger. We've had multiple council members defeated by challengers. So voters have the power now in their hands to replace elected officials who they don't think are delivering. They can replace them with other people who run against them. I've had competitive elections every one of the four times that I've run. Now, I've been reelected because I'm responsive to my constituents and delivered government that works. But I've had colleagues who were not reelected. There have been incumbent council members in every cycle. We've always faced competitive elections, and in multiple situations, incumbent council members have been defeated. We've had an incumbent executive defeated.
Let me ask you this question, because it seems to me that you made a donation to this group that is fighting the term limits effort, and that sort of speaks to me volumes that you're more focused on stopping the term limits than you are. I mean, if you were really in a competitive race, you wouldn't be spending money on that. You'd be spending it on your own campaign, wouldn't you?
What we've done in Montgomery County is we've passed a law that's going to provide public financing in 2018. It's a whole new set of rules, and it requires that the current campaign fund has to be spent down to zero, and then anyone who wants to compete in 2018 will start over from zero with a new fund that's limited. We won't be able, if we opt in, to take money from PACs or individuals or labor unions. Will only be able to take from individuals up to a limit of $150 per person, but we have to start from zero. So I had about $3,000, not a lot of money, in my campaign account. I gave half to the No on B campaign, and I gave the other half to the Montgomery County Democratic Party.
That campaign fund you had, I don't want to get bogged down in campaign finance rules, I'm just asking curiously, this isn't a challenge. The money you received in your campaign were from donors who wanted you to be elected to your office. How can you then take the money that they gave to you for the purpose of getting you elected and then redirect it to a completely different effort?
Maryland campaign law allows you to transfer campaign funds to other campaigns. It's been done, historically. It's perfectly legal, and it's fully disclosed.
So now if I can get back to the first question I asked, which is a fundamental aspect of term limits. Governor Hogan right now enjoys 71% popularity in the state of Maryland. He can run for one more term. But given your passionate opposition to term limits, you would be in favor of lifting Maryland's term limit on the state of governor, on the office of governor, wouldn't you? Shouldn't Larry Hogan be able to run for 16 years?
I'll say two things about that. Number one, I would happily vote for a third term for President Obama if I had the ability to do so. I don't especially think that the term limit on the executive is a great idea, but there is no proposal before us to lift it. But in addition, the power of the executive and the ability of the executive to command attention and accumulate influence and patronage is much greater than that in the legislature. So I do think it's a very different conversation whether the executive's term, the governor or the president, ought to be limited, or whether members of a legislature who are not as well known, and as I say, we've always had competitive elections in Montgomery County for county council, and multiple council members have been defeated by challengers.
So if a voter in Montgomery County believes in their minds that the ability, the patronage, the power, and the unresponsiveness of their Montgomery County Council members compels them to say, you know what, it would be a good thing to have these offices rotate out and we want some term limits. You wouldn't quarrel with that then, right? I mean, they seem to be using the same logic that you've used for the executive branch.
I try not to quarrel with anyone. I certainly try not to quarrel
except
with
Robin Ficker.
All right, so let me just ask you a question. I mean, isn't it true, though, in Montgomery County politics that if you get on the Apple ballot, and I know you've had your issues of late with the teachers, but, I mean, other candidates, if you get on that Apple ballot, you got 12,000 teachers going to vote for you, and then, you know, that seems to be fait accompli. That pretty much drives Montgomery County elections, doesn't it?
In 2014, which was my last race, I was not on the Apple ballot.
I mentioned that.
Of Montgomery County sent me back to the county council anyway.
Yeah, but isn't it true, though, that in most cases, if you get the support of the teachers, it's done?
No, that's not right. I mean, you could make the case that the teachers ascertain ahead of time who's likely to win, and then they endorse those likely winners, but I that's all speculation.
I'm just curious, Councilmember Leventhal, we're almost done, but yourself, Nancy Florine, Mark Elrich, and Hans Reimer, you're all the at-large members of the council, right?
That's correct, and I would point out Nancy Florine also has never been endorsed on the Apple ballot and has been elected four times.
How many of you four at-large candidates are from the Tacoma Park area?
Yeah, that's an accurate observation. Three of the four live in the city of Tacoma Park, and you know, if voters want to change that mix, they'll have the opportunity in 2018 when all of these offices are on the ballot. I will not be running again for the county council. I anticipate several of my colleagues, you know, who have done our time will not be running again. And we'll have campaign finance reform, so individuals can raise small contributions from individuals, and there will not be an incumbent advantage in terms of, you know, which has, I understand, occurred in the past in terms of large contributions from special interests. Those will not be on the table if candidates opt in to the clean money campaign finance reform option. So, you know, we're going to have a very competitive election in 2018 with lots of open seats.
All right.
And the fact that three of the four of us live in Tacoma Park is an anomaly, and I don't think it's going to be repeated.
Thanks for joining us, sir. I think that we've gotten a lot of information in this interview, and I'm sure that many people will note it and talk about it. It's always good to have
you. Great talking with you guys. Have a good day.
Same to you.